surgery has begun.
Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick.
Hey, Nick, this is Will. What's happening?
Hey, Will.
All right, so it was perfect, and now it's not. What do we need now?
Well, I thought it looked good, and I sent it in, and essentially, I was really excited to see it. But this is the, I don't know if you're looking at the document that you sent me.
I know what it is. What? Go ahead.
Right. So on that document.
Yeah.
Let me pull it up here. Okay. So that's why I got real excited about this, because this is exactly the type of document.
Exactly what you wanted to say.
Right, so we need the document that says that John has the voting rights of William Harvey.
But you see on that letter that I sent you, it says, "Be it resolved, John Subar, the president, has all voting rights to borrow money for the operation of the corporation." You reading that?
Are you talking about the document the other day?
No, I'm talking about the one I just sent you.
Hold on.
It says minutes of SK Enterprises at the top.
Okay.
It's dated in 2002.
Yeah, I'm hoping it works.
I don't know why it won't. That's what it says, and it's got both of them signed it, saying that. You read that, right?
Yeah, and what I'm reading is it's for a specific loan a long time ago, right? For 14 years ago.
But I mean that's how they've been running the corporation. But that was in the minutes it says that, but then that paragraph that says be it resolved, you see that?
Yeah.
And read that.
No, I see what you're saying. What I'm hoping is, what I was looking for is to have that be it resolved wording come from the operating agreement or on a document from I'm going to pull it up.
Well, I know, you got things you can read all around, and the odds of any corporation having something written down exactly to tune it just like what you want for a specific purpose. You know what I mean? That's what agreement they have right there, and that's why they had it in writing.
Yeah. All right.
I sent you the one to show you that they had the stock. I sent you the K-1 to show that they were 50-50. The other one shows you that the stock is 50-50, and then that agreement shows that John W. Subar has the right as the president to run the business and borrow money as needed to run the corporation, as long as it doesn't exceed $1,550,000.
All right, let me, I'm presenting that, and I thought I'd ask,
I just don't know that I can go find something that's going to be written exactly, you know what I mean, and saying exactly that from the articles of the corporation. That's why people have minutes of meetings to do their necessary changes as they progress in their business, you know?
Yeah. All right, well, let me see what they say about this. I know what you're saying, and I'm on your side. I want to make this happen more than you do, probably. But maybe not, but close to it, let me tell you.
Well, John wants me to get it done if I can get it done, and I just can't. I'm going to keep looking, but I thought that said pretty damn near exactly what you wanted to find, you know?
Yeah, this is, I'm going to read you exactly what management replied. Hold on. So I just want to, all right, here. Let me get to it. Okay. All right. So this is exactly how it is to me, and verification and documentation that the 50% owner on our application has the ability to encumber this amount of debt in the name of the company signed by all parties. This document would likely be in their incorporation docs, articles, maybe even the operating agreement.
Well, that statement there that I gave you, that last one that I was just talking about, where that resolution was made, where it's resolved, that's saying exactly what he wants it to say, and that is a corporation agreement between John and W. Harvey Subber, and they both signed it, and that says just what that man wants him to say. I don't know how it can be said any clearer, to tell you the truth.
I know. They're looking for something out of a transfer of ownership or voting rights. Something.
We're a corporation. We're not a little old small, you know, pissant company. But we're not damn GE either. You know what I mean? Board meetings every week and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? But they got the general agreement written right there, and it says what they want them to say, and it's signed by both of them.
Yeah, I know. I know.
See what they say, and just let me know.
All right, I'll give you a call soon, Will. Let me send this in and work it out.